The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We spoke to Minister for Finance Jack Chambers on the day in question on Budget Day, and I put it to him that he was ignoring the advice of the state's own watchdog, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Here is the Minister when I asked him what the point of the Fiscal Advisory Council is when you don't listen to them.
Well, they play a very important role for government in that they provide that oversight and external advice to government on all fiscal matters. We've had input and engagement with them on wider public spending and taxation decisions. Obviously, we've set we had a fiscal rule which we set at 5% a number of years ago. We had to revise that upwards for budget 2025 at 6.9% because of the increased costs of providing services in our economy. And that's why the existing levels of service and capital requirements, which have already been committed to, that was taking up about 5% of our overall expenditure increase. And we've adjusted that to 1.9% this year. But I think they have a very important role in terms of oversight and input on from a fiscal perspective. And what we are doing on our wider
macroeconomic... But you think they're wrong? When they say that we should have stuck with the 5%, you think they were wrong?
Look, I respect their input, but I think we have to take a balanced view on that, in that the cost of... We wouldn't have been able to make any decision on new policy measures if it wasn't for slightly adjusting from the 5% rule this year.
That was Minister for Finance Jack Chambers. Seamus Coffey is Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and a lecturer in economics at University College Cork. Seamus, what's your assessment of Budget 2025?
I suppose the first thing to say is that with almost two budgets, like, we're talking about it as if it's the budget for next year. But like, if you look at a lot of the announcements that were made back on Tuesday, an awful lot of them apply to 2024. And we already had Budget 2024 12 months ago. But as we've gone through the year, we've seen overruns in various departments that had to be accommodated. And now, of course, last Tuesday, we saw a whole raft of measures introduced that will increase spending for 2024. And it's perhaps 2024 initially, it will be of key concern. Like, already in last year's budget, the government set out that they would breach their own rule of 5%. And it now looks like spending for 2024 will be growing at close to 9%. Now, 2025 at this stage looks all right. Like, they're reasonably close to the 5% rule as the minister set out. But are we likely to see a repetition of what we've seen in recent years? Like, will there be departments like the Department of Health have significant overruns? They're already over $1.5 billion ahead of the amount they were allocated for 2024. There'll be more of those next year. And given all these measures we've seen announced, like the energy credits, the double child benefit, the lump sums for fuel allowance, the double social welfare payments, like, to be fair to particularly those households at the lower end of the income distribution, you can't just stop those and say you're not getting that income anymore. These have been one-off measures now over 3 years. So it's very likely that some of those will happen again, at least for low-income households. So although the government are planning to be pretty close to their 5% rule for 2025, if the last number of years aren't going to go by, it looks like they'll break it by a much larger amount again.
I know maybe you're asking kind of rhetorically or just posing the question, but I'll endeavour to answer it. Yes, when it comes to the health system. I mean, the evidence of the last 10 years would be that it's absolutely going to blow its own budget next year, isn't it?
And that kind of gets the whole issue of credibility. Like, if we know that now, couldn't we put more appropriate, more accurate, more reflective figures into the budget? If that means increasing the allocations of health in the budget, that's absolutely what one should do. Like, there's no issue with spending money on health. It's very important, and it obviously will consume an awful lot of resources. But the issue is that the figures completely turn out to be sort of unrelated to what's put into what should be the budget for the year, not getting revised as you go along. Like, we take a very broad measure of government spending, what they call gross voted current spending. It includes all departments, social welfare, health, education. In last year's budget, the government said that for 2024, they expected that to be just over $83 billion. If we look at the figures released this week, again for 2024, they now expect that to be just over $88 billion. Now, that's a $5 billion increase ahead of what was set out in last year's budget. And last year's budget was already exceeding their own 5% rule. So while they might be close for 2025, if this pattern is repeated, they might get back up close to a 9 or 10% increase in spending for 2025, just like we've seen for the last number of years.
So, I mean, is the issue then that kind of we're making bad decisions, or just that we're making slightly kind of naive decisions, that we're not accepting the reality and we actually should be increasing spending, or acknowledging that spending needs to increase more in advance, as opposed to kind of chasing our tail towards the end of every year?
I think there's a certain amount of that involved. Like, when it comes to some issues, like, they're just left out altogether. Like, so all the one-off measures that were announced for 2024, they were treated as one-off and not to be repeated in 2025. But we're not going to turn around to low-income households and say we're going to reduce your income next year. Inflation might be lower, but that's just the price level staying somewhat stable with inflation close to zero. That means those prices aren't rising. It doesn't mean they're falling. And yes, when it comes to issues like the Department of Health, we've seen these repeated overruns for a long, long time now. And it is a matter of building perhaps more realistic and more credible figures into the initial budgetary plan. And that then will show up that we'll say, oh, we have a 5% rule. But actually, if we do what we keep doing, we're going to be at 8%, 9%, 10%. And maybe then certain choices have to be made. Should we be increasing taxes to accommodate all this additional spending, which would be one decision? Or should it be cut back somewhere else?
Now, I know, when these issues are often put to government ministers, they bristle at the criticism, and they point often towards the Future Ireland Fund, the Rainy Day Fund, effectively, and they say, is that not the perfect manifestation of our prudence and our future planning and in ways in which we can be trusted with the economy? Do they have a point?
In some ways, yes. So, like, the council has welcomed the introduction of these funds. But now we begin to look at the other side of the house. So, like, we've gone through there, exactly on the spending side and the increases. But to be fair, on the other side, there are huge increases in revenue as well. But this is coming in through sort of an unexpected source, corporation tax going through the absolute roof. And as we've said before, this is kind of an unusual form of tax when it comes to Ireland, that it's not coming from the domestic economy. So if the government was collecting this from the economy, there'd be really no issue with putting it back in. It would be like a bit of a circle. But this money is being paid by multinationals. They're here to serve as international markets. It's coming from their global profits. And if the government pumps that into the Irish economy, it's boosting the economy, which is, we must recognise, is performing very, very well.
Seamus Coffey, Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, Lecturer in Economics in University College Cork.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.